All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, very excited to be talking with an individual heavily involved in a big upcoming boxing bout. Quentin Rampage Jackson finally going to be making that pro boxing debut against a rival that's been in his crosshairs for quite a while and former lineal and WBO heavyweight champion Shannon Briggs. It goes down in Qatar on June 8th, and excited to speak to one of the big event promoters, Sulaiman D. Khan. How's your day going so far, man?
It's going great. Overwhelming, because we're just making sure everything is ready for June 8th.
Yeah, for sure. And it seems like you've been involved in a certain level of event promotion. Like, is this almost to like a different scale than like maybe some other events that you've done? I mean, you talk about all the things that are needing to go into it. Like, what's that whole process like and been like, I suppose?
We've been involved in sports and media overall, but we have never been into any boxing events. This is going to be our second mega event that we're trying to that we're arranging. We came into boxing and combat sports, I think, 4 years back. And unfortunately, when we were doing something, COVID hit, so that was kind of went back. And then we have mega plans that we're lining up for combat sports and for this year. And then all of a sudden, this Shannon and Rampage fight came to us, and we said, let's go for it.
Yeah, and how did that specifically come about, like just getting both of these guys involved in?
That's a funny story. There's a legend boxer, Zab Judah, my co-founder and also the head of boxing, team boxing, as we are trying to do, Usama, knows Zab Judah. And Zab Judah introduced Usama to champ Shannon the Cannon, and they came up with it. Usama came to me and convinced me that we should get involved in this, because honestly, our calendar was so full, and I don't wanted to get involved in it, but he convinced us, and then literally, it just happened, I think, in January, and we executed it within the January 15th, and here we are.
Yeah, and this is a fight that, like I said in the intro, people have been discussing for years and years now. Like, is there a certain level of excitement getting to be, like, the one finally promoting this fight that so many have talked about for a bit now?
Yes, of course. And I think one of the setting points for us was also this, that, you know, the chemistry between both fighters, Rampage and Champ, is unbelievable. On the screen and off the screen also, the chemistry is phenomenal. And I think that both have been very professional boxers. I've dealt with some boxers in past as well, and combat sports. I think I've never worked with anybody who is this professional and this easy to work with, because you know how the boxers are and stuff. But I think they both have been very professional and being very easy to work with. So of course, I think this chemistry, which has been, I think, 3 or 4 years been going on, and you know, the very famous Shannon's meme has always been the talk of the town. And of course, I think that was one of the mega selling points for us, because I think this fight has been in talks. The fans wanted to see this fight, and I think we're just trying to make it happen.
Yeah, and great to see that it's finally getting ready to go down. And kind of like we were, you know, talking about or touched on, at least in a cursory way, your involvement with QSM World as co-founder and chief executive, from what I'm seeing there. And yeah, it looks like you've been doing that for a while now. Like, when did, I guess, the specific fascination with combat sports begin for you? Like, you strike me as a guy that really appreciates combat sports.
I think I got involved in combat sports, which we started studying the combat sports with 2017, when I came across one of the legend boxer from our region, Amir Khan, and our chairman wanted us to do something with him. So we were trying to do something with him, and that's how actually I got involved, because you know, he's from Pakistan, and you see him fight. And then, of course, the involvement got better and better. And then in 2019, as a company, we decided to go into the combat sport. And then we tried to do something. And then, unfortunately, the pandemic hit. And then our event kind of got delayed. And now we were doing a few things. There's a mega project that we're doing in combat sports overall. And then this thing came to us. And that's how we got involved in this.
And it seems like there's a lot of potential with Qatar for combat sports. I mean, like at the time of this recording, one championship readying to do a show over there, and it seems like there could stand to be some traction gained with other promotions and combat sports wanting to put on shows out there. Like, what is it about this, Qatar market where you can see it becoming like more and more of that hotbed for combat sports and everything?
Not just combat sports, overall sports. I think that Qatar has proven itself as a base for truly, if you're a sports fan, fan or a sports fanatic, they have been facilitating. And I think one of the biggest events that they've hosted, and I think if you can go back and ask anybody who have attended FIFA, I think they will all vouch for it, that this has given them the experience that they have never had experience. So I think the Qatar, as overall as a state and as a government and individually, they are promoting sports, and they're making policies and they're making systems which help promoters like us to come in and do events. And of course, the combat sports is something which is basically now they're going into, but there has been involvement, very heavy involvement in combat sports on a local grassroots level. Now they're trying to bring it up to a higher level. And by establishing these entities, like, or bringing these events, like, as you said, One Championship, which is happening on 1st March, and then our events, and so on and so. So there are a lot more to become, events like combat sports to become in Qatar. But as I said, overall, I think Qatar is a very good place as for any promoter, not just for us, but any sport. I think this is the regional sports hub. And especially what example has been set by the Saudi Arabia, I think they're going to be kind of been overcasting this whole thing. But of course, there's a great opportunity in this region.
Yeah, absolutely. It definitely, seems like that's the case. And I know you were just saying how much work is going into this event, but I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't maybe touch on to see if maybe there's like a broader sense of a schedule you guys are wanting to have with the promotion, like in as far as like maybe ideas for a sophomore show and then subsequent shows, or maybe those details haven't been crystallized as of yet.
Can you repeat that? You were cutting off.
Oh, my apologies. Just if there's like any plans in place for second, third events, etc.
Yeah, we do have events in plan. We're doing two events after this, which is going to be somewhere in the end of August or beginning of September. And then the other one that we're going to be doing is going to be November and December. So we do have a long schedule. And then they were doing a mega project, which is again in combat sports, but it's something unique. We want to keep it wrapped under. But it's going to be in November, so we're planning for these three things. I think three mega events even after this event that we have in our pipeline.
Yeah, for sure. And as you said, not going to divulge the specifics, but I guess just in as far as getting outside of boxing specifically, I mean, boxing's obviously great, but just to say that you're going to be expanding into promoting a few different combat sports down the line.
Yeah, of course, definitely we are.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I guess to that point, I was excited to, see another matchup announced for the card there and some other, notable individuals in combat sports, MMA specifically, with Chet Congo and Fabio Maldonado readying to fight. Like, how did this particular bout come together and everything?
All right. I think we wanted to make this event very exciting because, as I said, the fans have waited for 4 years, approximately 4 years. So we wanted to make sure that fans get the best show. And we're trying to put the best card possible. And I think the credit goes to Osama and my team for bringing the best fighters possible within the, because, as I said, we have to see the main card, and then you have to figure out within that, because you don't want to kind of oversell undercard than the main card. So I think, but I think overall, I think the fight has been the overall fight card has been so far has been very impressive, and I think the credit totally goes to my team.
Yeah, I also understand Brian Rose is on the undercard. Like, what are some other fights that are part of this Rumble of Titans Duel in the Desert event that you can kind of touch on? Like, are most of them solidified at this point and everything?
Yes, it is. And what we're doing is we're definitely going to be releasing our full card very soon, so that way we can kind of have all the fighters. That is, it's a very exciting undercard, to be very honest. And I would like to share all of them with all our fans and, of course, the potential partners that we're going to be doing in future as well. So we want to kind of reveal that. But inshallah, that is confirmed, and we're just waiting for final announcement.
Yeah, fair enough. And I guess just like discussing the machinations of the Congo Maldonado fight, kind of interesting because, I mean, Congo has a certain level of like K1 acumen and was a striker in MMA, but Maldonado with like.
Who would you be supporting?
Sorry?
I said, who would you be supporting?
Oh, well, I'm impartial. I'm just watching it as a media person, so yeah.
All right. Well, we basically, I think the battle is between what we have structured it and how we want to promote it and how we're doing it. And I think that's a fact where Rampage is being represented in the MMA and the Shannon has been proving it to that boxing is better. So we are basically having the whole structured in a way that it's going to be MMA versus boxing. So this is the mega thing that we are trying to build over here. And so I would want you to be on my side because I'm supporting MMA. So I would love to have you on my side, but let's see.
Well, that seems to be a big thing, though, just the MMA versus boxing dynamics. Like, it really seems like something that gets people's attention. So, fair enough, I get why that would be a focus.
The reason behind this is I think boxing is a great sport overall. If you look at it, it is the sport which has molded so many people that did not know what their future would be. They were literally homeless, and they came out to be the champions, and look what they made out of that. So the boxing is great, but unfortunately, in last decade or so, the boxing has died down and in popularity, and MMA has took over. And now MMA is basically the prominent fight mode that people go to. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to prove that, you know what, the both can survive in the same, there's no need to be one better than the other. So you could kind of have hybrid mode, and that's what we're trying to work on. And again, it's an experimental thing. We don't know. We're not guaranteeing that it's going to work or not. But I think one has to do it, and we're taking that risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, yeah, very exciting event overall, it seems like. So definitely stoked for that. And I would think it would be beneficial to you because it seems like a very interesting time for fighters testing free agency and everything like that. Like, that seems to have been part of the discourse among fighters for a few years now. So, I mean, I imagine that would present some interesting options for you, possibly.
But at the same time, what we are trying to do as a promoter, because I think we're not a traditional promoter, and that's what we've been going and we've been telling everybody. Because unfortunately, the previous promoters, I have no, I'm not saying that their work was not fine, but I think the time has changed. The world has become more of a, you know, as we call it, it's a social media time of world. Everyone is free to express themselves. So there's nobody wants to be locked down as a promoter. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to have a system where, as a promoter, we want to do something which others are not doing it. So bringing back the actual essence of the fighters' actual presence, which was kind of being overshadowed by that be the promotion, MMA promotion firms or boxing firms. So they basically only do fights which benefit them, but not to the fighters. What we want to do, we want to build something which benefits not only just the promoter, but also the fighters.
Yeah, like make it a more sustainable sort of thing in a sense.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it just seems like a very interesting time and just a cool card coming up here. Really excited for this Rampage versus Shannon the Cannon fight. But I also want to be mindful of your time, Sulaiman. So in saying that, is there maybe a final parting thought you'd like to add as we're kind of wrapping things up here?
Yeah, I think personally, this is going to be a good event. And what we intend to do and what we try to do, as we're claiming it to be, I think this is going to be the world's most talked about, most promoted exhibition fight in the history of boxing. So I would want everybody to keep their eyes open, and of course we will be definitely would like to ask the fans, because I think this whole fight probably goes to the fans that have made this fight actually because. Honestly, there's so many beefs happening between the promoters, the fighters, but sometimes they die down. It's the fans that kept this beef going. And I think that's the excitement within this fight. So I would always, I'll encourage them to keep on supporting this fight and the fighters as they were doing it. And hoping that we can make something which can be remembered in the history as one of the greatest events ever.
Yeah, well, it seems like a lot's going on with this June 8th Qatar card, and cool to hear you have interesting subsequent plans thereafter. So thanks for coming on and talking a bit about what's going on with this Rampage versus Shannon fight and just the general overview of the promotion, Sulaiman. So really appreciate that, and hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day, man. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual very prominently featured in quite the interesting boxing card going down in Qatar on June 8th. Quentin Rampage Jackson readies to make his pro boxing debut and does so against a very familiar foe. This fight has been discussed for many years now and finally coming to fruition as he takes on former lineal and WBO heavyweight champion Shannon Briggs. And excited to speak with one of the event promoters, Hosama Khan. How's your day going so far, man?
So far, so good, I would say.
Oh, that's good to hear, man. I guess, like, from the jump, how did everything kind of get in motion for this fight? Like, what's the backstory on how Rampage versus Shannon Briggs came to be? Because, as I said, it's been discussed for years now, but finally, like, set in stone and everything with a specific date.
The backstory of this whole event is I would say the credit goes to one of my good friend Zab Judah. We were discussing, so he came up with the idea, and the fight is in making from some time. Let's do it. And he's an interesting person, and you know, he said, let's do it, let's make it happen, my guy. I said, okay, let's do it. And then he connected me with our champ Shannon Briggs, and he said, yes, this fight is having potential. So then all of a sudden it was simultaneously all lined apart, and we announced the event. And, you know, I would say credit goes to my team, the sort of professional team I'm having around me, helped build this event, which is, you know, Shannon, Zab Judah, Rampage Jackson, my team, you know, who's our event manager, Nala, you know, Fight TV guys, they've always been like family to me. Then our few of the, in our undercard, there are a few real fights going on, a title fight, which will be sanctioned by IBA, International Boxing Association. They're having history under their belt as well. Then, you know, our loving ticketing partners, all of us, Energetic, Platinum List. And then I got, you know, our newly associated, recently we came up with one of our drinking partners, a beverage partner, F3 Energy. So I'm glad, you know, I'm surrounded by a lovely and such a professional team around me. So for me, it was, you know, walk in park to create this event.
Yeah, for sure. And I was talking to Sulaiman Khan a bit earlier, and he was saying that, like, during the, I guess, pandemic period, that really put up, like, a massive set of hurdles for the promotional efforts, and that you guys were almost even wanting to really, like, you know, get that traction even back then. So cool to see there's, I guess, like, a more clear landscape to kind of put on shows and everything.
Absolutely. We started this combat sports Pearson Promotions, as it's called, back in 2019, and unforeseen, you know, the pandemic came into play, and the whole world was, you know, on pause. So then we put this plans on a back burner, and all of a sudden, we do have not only this event, we have a few other events lined up. After this, we are having one event in end August, September, which would be a stick. And just to give you another background story to this event is sort of a MMA, it's a hybrid event, MMA versus boxing. And I am representing team boxing. You can see, you know, always been boxing fan and always loving the excitement of the ring. Not the excitement of cage, always loving the excitement of the boxing. You know, there is fitness, there's techniques that needs to, you know, need to have all those things to be in the ring. So keeping, and it really relates to our company vision, to our company goals and vision, and you know, the values of it. You need to be disciplined, ethics, you know, all those things, you know, perfectly aligned for us in our promotion business. So that is what, you know, led to this point to really start the promotion business. But as I said, we wanted to do something back in 2019. We wanted to do something in 2020, but we were not able to do it. You know, and there was a big hit due to COVID and also all businesses were out of the whole world was at pause, so we were not able to do much on that. But now we are, you know, as I said, now we are having this event in June 8th, which is team boxing versus team MMA. And of course, I think so. Everybody knows this, team boxing, as I'm supporting team boxing, and Champ will be, you know, roasting Rampage Jackson in the ring. Maybe, I think so. First round, if not second round, he'll be sleeping. Rampage Jackson will be asleep, and you know, I might have to call our emergency number 999 to take him to the hospital. So that is the plan on 8th of June of team boxing.
It's kind of interesting you say that, because Sulaiman earlier was talking to me and he's like, oh, which team are you on? It seems like there is that sort of like playful, like MMA versus boxing dynamic here, even like amongst you guys. So that's kind of fun.
That is true. You know, it is not only between these two promoters. He's the main promoter. I'm a co-promoter of this event. So not only in this, you know, our whole... management is divided, our whole office is divided, you know, every day we have a meeting of team boxing, then there is a team meeting going on of team MMA. So it is, there's not only the beef going around between Rampage and Shannon, there is, you know, internally between us, and you know how corporate culture works, so that is there. So it's time, so you know, you can just people have selected team MMA, and on 8th of June they'll be just besides quiet with the embarrassment of losing from team boxing. That's all they'll be having on 8th of June.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely some fun dynamics. But I was kind of doing some backgrounding on you, and I was seeing you were the chief operating officer for QSM World, and I've been doing that for a little bit now. Like, was, I guess, this path into fight promotion something that was like always part of like the broader QSM World plan, like even back in like 2018 when you kind of got rolling with that?
That was in discussion since I got into play and got this position, which I'm blessed of having this position. There was discussion going on, but there was nothing formally, you know, in play. We started, we got the approval from management, and board gave us the budget to spend and make what we want to do, the mega events, hybrid events, you know, to really create the future of boxing. It was in 2019, is there. And I'm glad we are blessed with the geographical location of Qatar as well. Which is, you know, the hub of sports. We have done, as a country, Qatar have done, I would say, one of the best FIFA World Cup in the history of football. We just recently, a few days back, we did an amazingly organized football Asia Cup. So we are, and on 1st of March, Visit Qatar is doing, which is the... substitute brand of Qatar Tourism, Visit Qatar, and they are doing an MMA League One championship on 1st of March. So this is the location, the support of the country, you know, it is really, they are ready for mega sporting events. So that was always, as I said, there was discussion, but nothing formalized in play. But in 2019, when we got this, we came into, you know, let's do this, fully announced and wanted to make it happen. We were blessed with the geographical location as well. At that time, you know, Saudi Arabia was doing what they wanted to do in boxing, and you know, other people were trying to do what they wanted to do. But you know, whenever an event happens in Qatar, before that, I would say before 2022, football World Cups were taking place in around the world. But how Qatar does it, they do always, you know, they go one step ahead and they make it better. So I'm glad to have a country supporting events in general. I'm not saying, oh, they are just supporting boxing, they're supporting MMA, they're just focused on football. No, in general, they are a sporting hub. We, just to give you numbers, we just got over with the Football Asia Cup. We are having Basketball World Cup, followed by a few other sporting events and the mega event, which is 2030 Asian Games. So this is truly, truly a sporting hub, I would say. And because of when they got FIFA World Cup, when Qatar got FIFA World Cup 2022, the whole, this was the vision that, you know, came to around the surrounding countries, that'd be Saudi Arabia, that's the United Arab Emirates. They came to realize, no, this is the future of you could really create a sporting economy. And then Saudi Arabia got into playoff boxing, and then UAE, United Arab Emirates, started doing sporting events. So that, I would say they are, Qatar is the pioneer in sporting, in the sporting world, after got the FIFA World Cup. So they opened the eyes of other neighboring countries that you got to do something in sporting world.
Yeah, and that's just it. Like, it seems like it's such a hotbed, but even so much more potential going forward over there. So that must be exciting for you in your current position with this promotional effort. And it also seems like there's intention to promote other martial arts and combat sports. So yeah, love to see that.
Yes, and I don't want to speak on Team MMA side, but what they are after three boxing events that are in line, then they are launching. Our group is launching one of a mega MMA league with our company support in December, and few of the prominent figures who are playing mega role in this fight of June 8th, they'll be also part of that league as well. So, I would say good times for our promotion business, and a lot of planned, I would say binding contracts, a lot of future plans are in place.
Yeah, and it seems like this card is an ever-growing one here, like Brian Rose on the undercard. It seems like there's a lot of, like, high-consequence, championship-caliber sort of fights that are going to, like, really flesh out the event, too.
Absolutely. In a day or so, I would say please do follow us on our social media pages, especially on Instagram. We'll be revealing our fight card there. But just to, as Brian, I think, so announced yesterday or day before yesterday that he is part of our fight card, a lot of fighters that are not known figures, they know how to fight in the ring. They really know how to fight in the ring. For example, one guy is from, as I said, I'm glad I'm having such a nice team, a team of professionals. They have helped me find the best talent around the world. One guy is from Tanzania, and Nelem, he knows how to fight. He's a welterweight fight. His division is welterweight, and his record is 7-0. And he knows how to fight. This fight would be our first side of the card in 8th of June. He knows how to fight, and then we are having another which would be in our undercard. That guy is also knows. His record is the WBC champion currently. His record is 12-0. I'm blessed. My team have helped me find the best talent to put such a exciting fight card, and it's not a conventional boxing fight card, as few of you have. There is some news going around as well. It's not a conventional fight card that we have put together. It's such a hybrid, exciting fight card. On the main event, it's Shannon Briggs versus Rampage Jackson. Then we got Brian Rose. Then we got, as I said, in 2-3 days, the fight card would be announced. If they're not known figures, people need to see the fight, that how they fight. They literally, they fight their blood and sweat in the ring. So it is an exciting time for all of us, for my team. It's an exciting time, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. Very much an interesting time in a lot of regards. And another fight that I was noticing was that Chuck Congo versus Fabio Maldonado fight. So that kind of fits well within that certain theme as well. I mean, both guys are really known for their, stand-up game, so that seems like an exciting one also.
Yes, and that is something, an exciting one, and those guys also know how to fight. You know, there when we selected, when I was having my meeting with our team, I'm glad there is input from our whole team. It's not the one man show, as we are not conventional promoters. You know, I don't want to do name calling, but you could well understand who I'm trying to target. They just say, oh, I'm the promoter, what I say, let's do it. No, we are not a conventional promoter. There's input from all our team. The guy who's our ticketing partner, for example, Platinum, we have input from them. The Fight TV guys, as I said, they've been coming to our company from 2019 when we started. They've been always been with us. Then our the International Boxing Association, as I said, they are having history. And we have input from all of these guys, the event manager. You know, we have input from everyone to make this exciting, amazing fight card. And on Instagram, you know, you'll see for yourself, all the fight card, co-main, main event, co-main event, undercard, they all would be, they know how to fight, as I said. And with the theme of team boxing and team MMA, it'll be an amazing fight card. And as you said, the Congo knows, you know, he's if you look at his bracket, it's an amazing one as on its own. And people who are from combat sports industry, from the, you know, the fans that watch combat sports, they know the names. You know, you don't have to tell them, oh, who's this guy, who's Rampage, who's Shannon. They are having, you know, the name. They're not Floyd Mayweather, you know, who are, you know, who go off and having throwing off money. You know, they're not like that. But they're known for their game. They're known for the fight. They're known. The real essence of combat sports, it's in the ring. It's not what's happening outside the ring. So that is where what we want to do. We want to bring back the essence of combat sports, what it is. You know, I don't care if someone is having 3 million or 6 point some or 8 million followers on Instagram, or 26 to be exact, 26 million followers on Instagram. I don't care. I don't want my fans, the people who are paying to watch the fight in 10 rounds or 12 rounds, go all defensive. No, it's a combat sport. You got to attack. You know, you need to give some entertainment to the fans who are watching. They're not watching to, you know, just be defensive for you know, for 12 rounds.
And I would imagine a certain amount of, like, localized, like, regional-based Qatar fighters will fill out the event as well. Just, I mean, you're talking about all the big name, kind of like proven fighters on this card that are, you know, coming in from America, large in part. I mean, Congo coming from France. And I mean, there's a certain level of representation, but just to say, I imagine there's going to be a certain level of like regional Qatar talent you're looking to showcase on the card too. Is that sort of in the design also?
The regional presence is there. We have a few fighters who are in background of Middle East. They're in fight card, yes.
Yeah, so it just looks like a well-put-together event. And yeah, I love the broader vision of it and everything, like a couple different martial arts it seems like you guys are interested in promoting later on in the year. And yeah, it just seems like there's a lot going on. So in that sense, I appreciate, yeah, making some time to talk today, Hosama. But curious if maybe there's like a final parting thought you had to add as we're kind of wrapping up here.
I would just say two things. You know, once again, a big thank you to my team for taking all my tantrums and always, you know, supporting me in all those conditions. So that is one thing that I really want to say. And secondly, to wrap this up, I would say, you know, I hope that fans get the time to watch this exciting event. And it'll be an amazing event. And I want you to come, because when team boxing wins, I want, when ambulance is picking up Rampage to take him to the hospital, I want my champ Shannon Briggs to give it a live interview from the ring. So an exciting time for team boxing, I would say.
Well, it's a massive fight, and one that, like I said from the top, a lot of people have been looking forward to for a while. And yeah, going to be awesome to see Rampage and Shannon Briggs get into the ring June 8th in Qatar. And just, again, to reiterate, wanted to thank you for coming on the show and giving some insights, Hosama. You have a good rest of your day, and looking forward to peeping this event when it goes down.
Looking forward.